Welcome back to this week's edition of the Midweek Reality Check with Michael Pinto, where I try to keep Wall Street and your money real. Wall Street is busy projecting 20% earnings growth forever and ever, simply because of Trump's once-in-a-generation deficit-funded tax cut. The truth is that a one-time steroid shot is now being viewed as something that will last forever and ever. But that one-time steroid shot is now well behind us, along with peak earnings per share growth and peak margins. What is left is the Fed and global central bank tightening spree like we've never seen before, which is aiding and abetting the bursting of the massive epic bond bubble worldwide. And it is an epic bubble that has amazingly gone unnoticed, or more accurately, deliberately covered up by the mainstream financial media and the big banks on Wall Street. After all, there was $16 trillion worth of bonds with a negative yield at the apex. And there's still trillions and trillions of dollars of negative yielding sovereign debt. And fixed income assets across the globe are still at rates that could only be seen in the twilight zone. But the bursting of the bond bubble is already underway. It is already happening. For examples, the LIBOR rate, the London Interbank Offered Rate, the rate that is applied to $370 trillion worth of debt and derivatives, went from 0.3% to 2.3%, 2.36% today. The Fed's fund rate went from 0% to 1.75% today and headed much higher, like LIBOR. The 10-year note started at 1.3% in 2016, now 3.03%, and going higher. Spiking bond yields will bring devastation upon asset prices, which will in turn bring down markets and economies because they were built off of asset price inflation. That was the whole MO of central banks. Print money, buy assets, inflate those asset prices, and cause an economy to function off of those burgeoning stock and real estate and bond prices. And when you combine the Fed funds rate hike cycle with the unprecedented draining, that is selling, yes, draining is selling of the Fed's balance sheet. There's no difference. The Federal Reserve has a bond that matured. They go to the Treasury and say, hey, I'm not rolling over this bond. I need the money so I can burn it and destroy it. They're doing this, by the way, $30 billion worth a month, headed to $50 billion very shortly in October. So the Fed says, hey, I need that $30 billion worth of bonds. And the Treasury says, well, I don't have any money, so I have to go and float a bond to the public at a market price and give you the money, Mr. Federal Reserve, so you can burn it. So draining the balance sheet is selling, and it's not a gradual draining. They're selling that balance sheet by $600 billion per annum. And you get a central bank that's never been more hawkish than they are now. So the bursting of the bond bubble maybe would not be a completely pernicious disaster if it wasn't bursting on top of record global debt of 330% of GDP. And in the United States, if you throw in annual deficits of $1 trillion plus as a starting point, along with our record, on top of our record total debt, which is 350% of GDP, or $67 trillion. That's the more salient figure, because debt as a percentage of GDP is important only if your GDP is real. Our GDP is phony and temporary. $67 trillion, and you can surmise the market chaos is only going to get much worse with every tick higher in interest rates. In fact, global economies and markets have started to suffer from the rise in bond yields. Some facts. The Philly Fed Index in April shows clear signs of economic weakness. New orders came in at 18.4, and that was cut in half, with the backlog orders at 7.8 versus 20.1, which were cut more than half. And shipments were down nearly 10 points to 23.9. Very interestingly, the prices paid component jumped 14 points to 56.4 for the highest reading in 7 years. That, my friends, is stagflation. Not just the Philly Fed, but the Richmond Fed Manufacturing Index for April, which is, again, a second quarter reading. Remember, Q1 is going to be weak because they're always weak, but we're always talking about the second quarter and second half rebound, but never happens. But this is a reading from April. That reading plunged to -3 from a consensus reading of 16 and a 15 reading in the month prior. But also, the National Association of Realtors reported on Monday of this week that the existing home sales year-on-year change for March, year-over-year for March, was -1.2%. Rising interest rates and lofty home price-to-income ratios are the culprits. Let me ask you this. How can the economy be growing strongly if the largest part of the real estate sector is negative year on year? As home prices and home sales go, so goes the economy. Well, the existing home sales is negative year over year. Once again, there is no indication of a second half recovery from the perennial anemic rate of Q1 GDP growth. And that has been the case for the past 7 years. The economy has been stuck at GDP growth of just around 2% since 2011, and that growth rate is now positioned to fall, not increase. So GDP growth rates are about to change, but unfortunately, it is to the downside due to the end of the global central bank put. That is what Wall Street is so badly missing. They're worried about, concentrated myopically on a nearly 20% year-over-year boost in earnings per share, but forgetting about the fact that it was a one-time shot, not due to the economic growth, but due to a tax cut that was deficit funded. And they're completely ignoring the bursting of the bond bubble upon record debt. Now, Pento Portfolio Strategies may not have enjoyed the lion's share of this latest rally because of our hedging strategy. But who cares? 100% of that phony and temporary rally is going to be gone very soon. In fact, it's already being eroded. All the major averages are down for the year. And not only is that all of that rally going to be gone, that Trump rally, gone, but the entire valuation, the entire market cap of equity is going to get cut in half. So I'm talking about Dow 8 to 10,000, not Dow 24,000. We will not only avoid that collapse, but we'll position ourselves to profit from it. And then, after it consummates, we will go long a diversified basket of dividend-paying stocks once my model indicates that asset values have reached a fair and sustainable valuation. that allocation will most likely be weighted towards inflation, given the extent central banks will have to go in order to pull the economy out of this next collapse. Indeed, you have to think of universal basic income, for example. That has never before been tried, but that's going to be used. Governments will give handout checks to people just to stay home and play Fortnite on their video console or watch The Price is Right. Negative interest rate policies will be in effect, and the banishment of cash. And of course, helicopter money, which is going around the banking system and sending checks to people directly. They may all be utilized by governments in the attempt to stop the fall in asset prices. Here at Pento Portfolio Strategies, we are going to be long some gold. We are going to be short junk bonds and short treasuries. We're going to be short select equities. And we're even going to go for a temporary trade long the US dollar, because the global economy is about to implode, and that is going to be short-term bullish for the dollar. However, the long-term of the dollar is negative, and you have to remember that gold can rise against all currencies. Even if the dollar rises against the euro, which I think it will, due to interest rate divergences and growth differentials, that does not mean that gold is going to go down significantly, if at all. Gold will have its time. But for now, we're short treasuries, junk bonds, we're short equities, and we're long a little bit of gold. And believe me, that is what's working. And you can rest easy, because your account and your information is coming from me. Thank you so much for listening to this edition of The Reality Check, 5 minutes of sanity in an insane world. Please remember, if you're not already an investor with PPS, you can email me directly using mpento@pentoport.com or call the office using 732-772-9500 to get information about our portfolio services. You should also go to Amazon and order my book, The Coming Bond Market Collapse. Subscribers should contact an investment advisor before acting on any information contained in this podcast. No information on this podcast constitutes an offer to sell or buy any financial instruments or to provide any investment services. Subscribers understand there's an inherent risk in investing. PPS is a registered investment advisor.